the community was concerned about it, so they came to Fort Detrick with information that Fort Detrick was interested in gathering. So we hired this contractor for them, and the contractor will be conducting these interviews with anybody who applies, and we will be conducting interviews as long as necessary to make sure everybody has an opportunity, if they want one, to provide information. And right now, we're taking applications. There's a website and a phone number that people can call if they want to get interviewed. And right now, we're planning for the interviews to continue through February. But, of course, depending on the number of people that apply, they will take them for as long as necessary.
Let's talk about the arrangement itself. It is One Stop Environmental that conducts the community interviews?
Yes, they will be doing all the interviews themselves, and they will be compiling the information into a report that will be presented to the Army, Fort Detrick, and the regulatory community, and eventually to the public.
Okay, so that's what is going to happen with all the information that's gathered. And will it be like, do they provide also analysis of this information, or is it strictly bullet points, data type stuff?
That's exactly what it'll be, bullet points and data. They won't provide any recommendations or analysis or conclusions.
Let's talk a bit also about the overall philosophical look at this community input, and why is that so important through this process?
Well, Fort Detrick itself is part of the community, and 80% of the people that work at Fort Detrick live in the local community, so they're have always been concerned with safety and the community's opinion. The Army does that, you know, is concerned like that as well. And also, the community may, because so many of them are, you know, ex-employees or current employees and live near the facility, they may have information about activities that occurred in the past that, you know, the people who work there currently don't, you know, may not have. And so if they have this information and they present it to us, we will work with that information, and in addition to our archive search report that we're doing, to try to identify maybe locations where these activities, you know, were conducted, so that we can go out and possibly take samples if it appears as if, you know, something may have occurred that could have created some contamination.
We're talking with Lori Haynes. She's the Environmental Restoration Manager with the Army Environmental Command. Now, with an agreement like this one and the attempt to gather such community interviews, standard procedure, or is this kind of a unique and innovative way to gather this type of information? Even if it's just anecdotal information, you can still use it. So where does that fall on the scale of unusual?
Actually, it's very common, and we have done this at all of our Army bases. Usually it's done at the beginning of the cleanup program, and we just try to collect as much information as we can about historical activities, and that focuses the cleanup activities, you know. But at Fort Detrick, we already did, back in 2000, bunch of community interviews, approximately 25 people. And those interviews, the results of those interviews were compiled into what we call the community relations plan. So that's out there for the public to review if they want to. It's in the Fort Detrick administrative record.
What is it you have to do to reach out to the community to make sure that they know that they have an opportunity to get involved?
Well, I know the installation commander is continually reaching out to the community in different forums, you know, to get community input. But the cleanup program itself, we hold restoration advisory board meetings periodically, regularly, actually, at Fort Detrick. And that's a way for the community to participate regularly in the cleanup program. We also hold public meetings whenever we have a major activity that's going to occur, like we're going to get ready to do a large investigation or a large cleanup. We hold a public meeting. We put out fact sheets, news, you know, press releases, and those kind of things.
Now, with this information that you're able to gather, I wondered also, when you are going to make it public, it's all very transparent. Is there any concern that that might quell or quash participation? People might be afraid to have their names attached, or do you have?
The people will be, if they want their names, we will keep it. We are not going to include names and addresses or anything like that in the report itself. It would just be a summary of the information provided. So the people do not need to be worried about their privacy, you know, being affected.
Now, Fort Detrick can't be the first place to ever go through something like this. But as you said, it's not unusual to partner with communities to get as much information as possible. The more information, the better. So
right.
are you using just best practices from times gone by, or are there other agencies that can take away from what Fort Detrick and what you guys are going through right now and learn some best practices for any incidents they may have to deal with?
Well, I think we are trying to use best practices based on the experience gained over, you know, 20 or 30 years of the cleanup program. However, I do think Fort Detrick is making a particularly proactive and aggressive effort to communicate with the public and, you know, to be fully informed about the, you know, what the public knows about the activities on the installation. As I said, we've already done this interview process once, so this is a second effort to try to get that input.
Is there any bottom line piece of advice or information for our listeners or anybody else out there who might want more information about this?
Well, we would like anybody who has information or would like to be interviewed to sign up at our website. And can I give that to you?
Absolutely.
It's www.detrickcommunity.com. Or they can call 888-203-2912 to set up an interview.